He said to them, Is the lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Isn't it put on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except that it should be made known. Neither was anything made secret but that it should come to light. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. He said to them, Take heed what you hear. With whatever measure you measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given to you who hear. For whoever has, to him will more be given, and he who doesn't have, from him will be taken away even that which he has. He said, The kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed on the earth, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow, he doesn't know how. For the earth bears fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, immediately he puts forth the sickle, because the harvest has come. He said, How will we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable will we illustrate it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, though it is less than all the seeds that are on the earth, yet when it is sown, grows up, and becomes greater than all the herbs, and puts out great branches, so that the birds of the sky can lodge under its shadow. With many such parables he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. Without a parable he didn't speak to them, but privately to his own disciples he explained all things. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let's go over to the other side. Leaving the multitude, they took him with them, even as he was, in the boat. Other small boats were also with him. There arose a great windstorm, and the waves beat into the boat, so much that the boat was already filled. He himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and told him, Teacher, don't you care that we are dying? He awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, Why are you so afraid? How is it that you have no faith? They were greatly afraid and said to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?